こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントをしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。昨日だっけ、はい、元 AKB の野呂佳代さんが聞いてます、聞いてますと言ってないんだ、何面白いみたいなツイートしてくれたんだよね。
Yeah, I think she said, なんか面白い。
あ、そう。Yeah, yeah, yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah.
そう、ちょっと嬉しかった。マミ、AKB 全然詳しくないんだけど、野呂佳代さんだけは知ってるの。なんでかっていうと、ロンドンハーツにすごい出てるじゃん。I'm sure Michael doesn't know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what that
But, she's really cool. She's really funny. なんかあんまりアイドルっぽくないの。なんかちょっとサバサバしてるっていうか。いや、嬉しかった。So,聞いてたらありがとうございます。
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. OK, 1個目のニュースいきます。iPhone 5S の指紋認証の話なんだけど、アメリカに住む人がチワワの右足で登録してみたところ、なんとできた。で、あとテッククランチが猫の足肉球で登録してるビデオを、アップロードしてて、なのでこの指紋認証は人間じゃなくてもできるということが分かりました。で、動物にもね、指紋があるからっていうことらしい。
なるほど。
はい。
Someone in the US uploaded a video of a chihuahua unlocking the iPhone 5S with the fingerprint scanner, and then TechCrunch uploaded a video of them doing it with a cat. So I guess it doesn't have to be a person.
No.
What, so you have to chase your cat around and catch it every time you want to unlock the phone?
Yes, exactly.
So no, wait, you can register more than one fingerprint, right?
あ、そうなの?
Yeah, I think so.
あ、じゃあ家にいるときは猫みたいな。めんどくさいな。でも、あ、だからそれは、it's for people who stay at home every single day, living with cats, no friends.
Oh, what is... Using the cat?
Yeah.
ああ、そっか。
で、ちょっとこれに関連して、この指紋認証の話なんだけど、なんかずっとアップルが、この指紋を解析するのは、その皮膚の下の皮を読み取ってるから、この生きてる人間じゃないと、絶対、アンロックされませんって言ってたんだけど、それが、実は間違いだったことが、ハッキンググループによって証明されてしまいました。で、すごい簡単なんだけど、ガラス、そのスクリーンに残ってる指紋の写真を撮ってまず、でそれを透明なシートにレーザープリンターで印刷する。でそこに白 の, よくある木工ボンドをつけて乾かして、剥がして、湿らせるためにこう息を吹きかける。それだけ。それでアンロックできちゃうんだって。
Yeah, some hacker group took a photo of a fingerprint left on theOn the glass of the iPhone, printed it on a transparent sheet, and then they put glue on it, peeled the glue off, breathed on the glue to make it moist, and was able to unlock the phone that way.
So, 超簡単.
Which, this has caused some controversy because Apple claims that the scanner reads layers of your fingerprint that's below the
surface.
What do you call it?
一番外の皮?
Yeah, your outermost layer of skin.
Yeah.
your epidermis.
Whatever.
finger skin.
So.
Yeah, so for that reason, it's caused some controversy.
うん。嘘だった。
Like that shouldn't be possible.
ね、しかもこんな誰でもできる方法だよ。木工ボンドとか誰でも持ってるし。
It's still a complicated process, though, right?
Yeah, I mean 多分
なんか... who's gonna do that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people would say who's going to do that, but the
issue is that...
It's
easier to just steal your cat.
Yeah, but the issue is that, it was kind of... なんていうの? It proved what Apple was claiming wrong.
Hmm.
You know, because that was... Apple was kind of emphasizing the fact that, これはすごく安全で、なんか超セキュアですって言ってたから、They were kind of like, it's unbreakable. Like, you can't copy someone else's fingerprint because you have to be 生きてる人間 but it wasn't true.
Why are they taking a photo of it and then laser printing it? It seems like you could just take a piece of tape and lift the print. You know, you can lift fingerprints with a piece of tape.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then that's the fingerprint on a clear...
You have to make it... 右と左を反転させないといけないじゃん。You know what I mean? このリフトしたら反対になっちゃうじゃん。
そう。
左右が。Wow, I feel so smart right now. 今、天才かと思っちゃった。自分のこと。
You mean when you, once you put it on the glue? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
わ、今、超、今のマミの頭いいモーメントね。よかった、これ録音してて。
Anyways. Yay! Anyways.
そう。だって。まあ、うちらちょっと今ね、iPhone 5S まだ持ってないから、やってみよう。
When you get it, try it with your cat.
で、やってみよう。
I'm kind of skeptical. Does it really work with your cat?
でもこの動画見るとできてるよ普通に猫の肉球 プニュって押したら普通にアンロックされてた、
really?
からマミ買ったらクマちゃんでやってみてみんなに報告します
Sure
Yay OK 次、国際臨床学会にて胃の中で食べ物を発酵させてアルコールを作ってしまうという症例が発表されました。これは英語で Auto Brewery Syndrome というんだけど
Say that again
Shut up.
Auto
brewery syndrome. Brewery is like a hard word to pronounce, じゃない? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Brewery. なんか library とかもさ、言いにくい。
Yeah, most Japanese people are not going to be able to say brewery.
あとさ、たまに外国人というかネイティブの人で library っていう人いるよね。
A lot of people say library, but it's, yeah. that's not correct.
あと February.
Anyways. February.
Anyways.そうでテキサスの、61歳の男性がこの症状を持っているこの症例を持っているということなんだけど、過去5年間いつも酔っ払っている感じだったので、だったんだけど2009年に血中アルコール濃度が 0.37% になってしまって病院に運ばれた時にいやお酒飲んでないんだけど酔っ払っちゃうんだけどって言ったんだけどお医者さんは、まあ、どうせこっそり飲んでるだけだろうみたいな感じでちゃんとチェックしなかったで、看護師をしている奥さんが息のその血中アルコール度を測ってずっとレコードしてたところ、マックスで 0.4% までなっちゃう。で、これは運転できる濃度の約5倍ということで、まあ結構酔っ払ってる状態。でもやっぱりあまりにもおかしいから胃腸の専門医に見てもらったところ、胃の中で酵母が増殖して糖をエタノールに変えてしまうあの体質だということが分かりました。でなのであのこの何炭水化物食べたりとか甘いもの食べたりするとその後に酔っ払った状態になっちゃうっていう
Wait, you said it's 5倍 of the legal limit for driving
Yeah That's what they said
It's 5 times the US limit Because in Japan it's 0.03
Yeah, yeah, yeah. あ、そうそうこれアメリカの so, あれね、
yeah. 日本の5倍だった
ら日本はもう全然ダメ
5 times the legal limit here would be 0.15
Right, right, right. 日本超厳しいからね、yeah.でこの症候群っていうのはすごい珍しくて過去30年間に、まあ、数件しか報告されてないらしいのねでそのうちの、まあ、何件かは13歳と3歳の子供で、まあ、もちろんお酒も全く飲んでないんだけど甘いもの食べた後に、まあ、酔っ払った状態になっちゃうでお医者さんたちはこの、まあ、この症状だと仕事を失っちゃったり対人関係が悪化したり、まあ、最悪の場合逮捕されたりとかする可能性があるからあのその病院の人たちがもっとこの症候群について知ってる必要があるこの、 あの嘘ついてんだろうって言われた人みたいにならないようにちゃんとアウェアネスを高めていきましょうっていうふうに言っています、
hmm. A 61-year-old in Texas has been drunk for the last 5 years and it's called Auto Brewery Syndrome He was admitted to a hospital in 2009 with a 0.37 blood alcohol leveland basically what happened was his stomach had so much yeast in it that his food would ferment in his stomach and his stomach was actually producing alcohol like a brewery and he would get drunk. He eventually took antibiotics and that cured the condition. There's only been a few cases of this so far, including a 3-year-old and a 13-year-old. But the antibiotics will actually kill the yeast in the gut and cure the problem.
そうそう、あの抗菌剤を飲めばこの酵母がちょっと減って、あの症状が緩和されるっていうことなんだけど、なんか今までこの人drunk driving とかで捕まんなくてよかったよね。 Or maybe he wasn't driving at all, but 超かわいそうじゃないだって。
I mean, he's living in Texas. I'm sure he was driving, right?
Or maybe like he knew about his 症状だから maybe he decided not to drive.
When you're drunk, you have confidence. He was probably speeding.
I don't know.
For 5 years.
5年間だよ。超つらいよね。しかもだってね、いきなりになるんだって。だからなんか記事に書いてあったんだけど、日曜日に教会に行って、その後にいきなりベロベロになってたりとか、すごい不便だよね。
Yeah, for sure.
飲んでないのに酔っ払っちゃう。初めて聞いたこんなの。
He probably sustained some kind of liver damage from that.
そうだよ。本当そうだよ。ね、確かにずっとだもんね。めっちゃ大酒飲みの人と同じ。状態てかこの人がお酒飲んだらもっとすごいことになっちゃうよね。急性アルコール中毒みたいな。
It seems like he would have become an alcoholic,
I guess,
like developed a dependency on it, even though it's from his stomach, because I mean, imagine being drunk for 5 years every time you eat, then all of a sudden your body's not getting that anymore.
Right.
I don't know, he's probably sick of drinking now. He doesn't even want to.
I bet he wouldn't want to
Yeah, who knows?
次、ナイジェリアで赤ちゃんを売っているという容疑でムーンライトさん婦人科クリニックというところが家宅捜査を受けました。これはエヌグというナイジェリアの都市で起きたことなんだけど、3ヶ月間のおとり捜査の結果、院長の自宅と病院で赤ちゃんを売ったという証拠が出てきました。で、まあ、警察が彼の自宅に行った時、自宅に6人 の, あの妊婦がいたということで、まあ、こういうのをあのベイビーファクトリー、赤ちゃん工場っていうんだけど、その妊婦を住まわせて赤ちゃんを産ませてそれを売るっていう。でナイジェリアでは赤ちゃん1人、まあ、男の子だとだいたい15万円ぐらいで売れて、そのうちの2万円がお母さんに支払われるということです。でナイジェリアではあの中絶が違法だから、まあその望まない妊娠をしてしまった女性がこういうところに行ってあの赤ちゃんを産むっていうのが、まあ、横行しているらしい。
This is about the Moonlight Maternity Clinic, which is a Nigerian baby factory, and it was raided recently after a 3-month undercover investigation, and apparently they sell babies for 15 man or $1,500, about $1,500. And they pay the mothers $200 for the baby. That's pretty good margins on,
yeah.
these babies.
本当だよ。ボロ儲けだよ。
Yeah. And part of the reason for this is the inheritance laws and the culture in Nigeria has created a preference for boys.
そう、あの、男性優位の社会だから、そのお父さんが例えば死んだ時にその妻とか娘に遺産がいかないんだって。だからどうしても息子が欲しいっていうことで赤ちゃんを飼いたい人がいっぱいいて、まあ、こういうビジネスが成り立ってるんだけど、2003年に人身売買が違法化されてたものの、いまだに詐欺と麻薬売買の次に多い犯罪で、あの普通は本当は最高だと終身刑とかになるみたいなんだけど、結局こう罰金だけで終わったりすることが多いみたいなんだよね。
I think this is one of the reasons why it's so important to have a really good sense of equality between men and women, right?
I guess. But they're also buying girls too.
Yeah, I know, so, but I'm sure. But the boys are far more expensive, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, obviously, 確かにそれ平等な方がいいけど、その2003年にしかも人身売買が違法化されるって結構さびっくりしたんだけど、すごい最近じゃない、だって10年前までは違法じゃなかったってことでしょ、ナイジェリア。
Yeah, well,
that's kind of crazy.
It is Africa.
Yeah, but still,
it's like time traveling when, you know, in some of these places.
I guess.
You go to some of these places.
まあ法制度がね、結構ちゃんと整ってないっていうのはあるんだと思うけど。まあでもこの今回のケースは女性がこう自らあの売りますって言ってそこに滞在し、妊婦がそこに滞在してたからまだいい方で、あのよくあるケースとしてはその無理やり連れてこられてこう赤ちゃんを製造するためだけにこうレイプとかされて妊娠させられて赤ちゃんを取られて売られちゃうっていうケースが結構あるみたいなんだよね。
Wait, how many of these babies are his? Because supposedly they found was
well,
it six women
said,
in his home, right?
As I said, at this clinic, these women were there like after getting unexpectedly pregnant with other reasons because abortion is illegal in Nigeria.
Yeah, no. So
I doubt that it was his.
Well, why are they at his house? Isn't that strange?
Well, because 妊婦が生活しなくちゃいけないじゃん、産むまでに。一応そのなんか生活の何場所はあげるみたいなの、妊婦に。So he needs to make sure that those 妊婦 are those babies are gonna be his. I mean, like not biologically, but you know, he needs to make sure that he'll get the babies.、
Mm.
だからじゃない。だからその病院と自宅に女性をキープしといて、妊婦を。で生まれる時にはもう自分が真っ先に赤ちゃんを取るっていうで売るみたいな。しかも15万って結構安いよね。しかも
What is the abortion situation
in Japan?
In how does the abortion situation in Nigeria like affect this whole thing? You think the abortion laws there made it a lot worse?
I'm sure じゃない。だってさ、アボーションできないから産むしかないじゃん。
Yeah.
で産んだ後どうすんのってなって、あ売れるんだったら売っちゃえってことでしょ。
How old are these moms? Do you know?
I have no idea.
They didn't say it, right?
No.
書いてない。
そうね。 Well, it must vary. But
it seems like they're pretty young though.
Yeah.
With, I mean, if it's unexpected pregnancies.
日本も一応違法なんだよね。A lot of people don't know this, but
abortion.
Yeah.
Really?
普通のアボーション、あの普通のその望まない妊娠をしてしまって中絶するっていうのは一応日本も違法なんだよ。本当はその母親に害が及ぶから仕方なく赤ちゃんを出さなくちゃいけない時だけ合法ですってことになってんの。だから It's like it's a weird situation where the law is kind of ignored openly. なんか不思議じゃない?
Yeah.
It's entirely legal in the States, right? Is it?
I mean,
州によって違うのかな?
Is it a state law thing?
I guess
it, yeah, I think it is.
It has to be, no?
I'm not that familiar with. I've never
Okay.
I have no experience with
that. 日本も結構それ問題なんだよね。その中絶、あの日本って特にこうキリスト教とかがないから、その中絶は良くないみたいな言ってる団体とかもあんまりいないじゃん。だからこう若い子とかで何回も中絶したりとかするケースが多いんだって。その一人が何回もやるっていう。
I do know that there's a very strong division in the U.S. over the abortion issue.And it's all like pro-choice or pro-life, and they're like, they're both like 無理やり pro-something, you know. So it kind of seems like both sides refuse to see the other's argument. But
しかも宗教が絡んでくるとね、余計なんか複雑になるよね。
Yeah, that's definitely part of it.
Yeah, だから日本ではあんまり議論にもならないじゃん。あの宗教が理由じゃないか。
Yeah, I have no idea about the law here in Japan. I should probably know something about that.
It's called 母体保護法。
母体?
Yeah, mother's body protection law. So,
そっか。
だから普通に中絶がいいですって言ってるわけじゃないの、本当は。 But a lot of people don't know this. 次。
Google versus death. The Google CEO, well, Google CEO and co-founder Larry Page aims to extend human life with a new venture known as Calico, Calico stands for California Life Company. And there's a lot of excitement about this life extension lately, particularly in Silicon Valley. And, I mean, death is seen as... there's been a lot of talk about death in the U.S. lately, and it, particularly among these Silicon Valley CEOs, because it's seen as a... What do you call it? Like a rate limiting factor? Like a... That's what's limiting their ability to perform, right?
Right.
And Google's interested, specifically Larry Page, because of their involvement in big data. So they have a unique ability to analyze data, and they think that they, this might help them find a solution for this.
Google の新しい挑戦についてのニュースです。Google の CEO ラリー・ページが新しいベンチャー企業カリコという、会社を起業しました。でここで長生きするにはどうしたらいいかっていう、人間の、人類のためにそれを見つその方法を見つけるっていうプロジェクトを手掛けるっていうことなんだけど、Google はみんな知ってる通りその膨大なデータを処理してそれを解析するっていう能力がもうすでにあるので、それを使って人間がこう長生きする方法を見つけることができるんじゃないかっていうことで期待が高まっています。
Well, they think they can actually solve this. They think they can solve it. I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will solve it. I'm pretty sure that they will solve the issue of death, because there are animals on this planet that do not die of age. Lobsters don't die of age, and there's jellyfish that don't die of age. We're actually programmed to fall apart.
でもその病気とかじゃなくて老衰に関してっていうことだよね。だから
It's getting old.
Right?
When you're getting old, you're
老化とそれに伴う死については解決できるかもっていうことだよね。
It's a really fascinating idea. Immortality. There's so many stories about immortality.
でもなんかマミはなんでみんながそんなに immortality になんていうの固執するというかさ、そんなに魅力に思うかちょっとわかんない。
You wouldn't live forever?
やだ、やだよ、超疲れるじゃん。わ、まだあるよみたいな。
But it's just tomorrow, right? It's always just tomorrow.
でもさ、なんていうの、時間が限られてるって分かってるから頑張れるじゃん。
It's not like, oh, you're gonna live forever. It's the idea that tomorrow is kind of, it's not just that tomorrow is not guaranteed, but almost guaranteed, and that you're not falling apart. Because right now, we spend about half of our, more than half of our life in a state of dying.Right? Like once you hit, I mean, we don't know what the exact age, but.
それだったらマミはこう睡眠時間を短くする方法を考えてほしい。だってさ、人間の人生の中で、
What?
だって人間の人生の中で三分の一は寝てる時間って言うじゃん。三分の二しか起きてないんだよ。
Yeah,
そう思うとちょっともったいないじゃん。
You know, once you're 65, 70 years old, you're struggling. You're struggling. And when you're like 80,
I know.
People are just taking care of you. And it's not that they want to be 80 forever. It's that people want to stop the aging process. And it's not that you're going to live forever. It's that you're going to live... The time that you do live, you're going to be in that prime
state. でもさ、老衰で死なないとなるとさ、病気とか事故で死ななくちゃいけないじゃん。老衰で死にたいんだけど、マミは。
Well, most people...
You know what I mean?
Most people don't die...
Of age, I know, but some people do, and I want to be that some person, and I don't want some company to take away that opportunity of mine.
then don't buy it. don't buy it. So I looked into some of the other attempts at life extension, and that includes TA65. We've talked about this before, but TA65 is a telomerase activator derived from the astragalus plant.And basically, it's just you take these pills, and they've been shown to improve biomarkers by lengthening short telomeres and rescuing old cells. And telomeres are just these caps on the ends of your chromosomes. And it's kind of like rings on a tree. So if you look at the length of your telomeres, it's an indicator of your lifespan. So there's that. Then there's also TRT, or testosterone replacement therapy. There's low-dose GH, or growth hormone. And growth hormone, low-dose growth hormone has increased life expectancy of mice in lab studies. Then there's the restriction of insulin-like growth factor 1, or IGF-1. And gene therapy, which is targeting catalase in mitochondria, which increased the lifespan of mice by 20% in lab studies.
すごいよね。この長生きするためのサイエンティフィック、科学的な解決方法がになるかもしれないものがこんないっぱいすでにあるっていう、なんか1個とかじゃなくてめちゃくちゃいっぱいあるじゃん。
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot、ね、you can do.
だから1個がワークしなくても他の次に移ればいいみたいな。
Well, the main thing is that we shorten our own lifespan. You know, with alcohol, smoking,
仕事やりすぎとかね。
Bad diet, yeah, working, not, well, working way too much, and then not getting enough sleep. All these things.
なんかさ、いつも思うんだけど、人間って面白いのはさ、そのやりたいこといっぱいあるわけじゃん。本当は。楽しく暮らしたいわけじゃん。なのに、人類のほとんどの人がやりたくないことをやってるわけじゃん、毎日。まあ、仕事もそうだし、なんか嫌いな旦那さんと離婚しないでずっと住むとかさ、 Isn't it really weird? 他の動物でそんなことしてる人いる？人というか物いる？やりたくないものをほとんどのポピュレーションがやってるんだよ。不思議じゃない？人間って何してんの？うちら。
Well, there's a lot of we're a victim to a lot of strange social pressures and strange
謎だよね。もうさ、
external expectations that drive us to do these things that aren't good for us.
しかもさ、この都市とかビルとかすごい建ててるわけじゃん。で、それ自分たちでやったことじゃん。なのにビーチとか森とかに、で、遠くにわざわざ出かけていってさ、わあすごいいいねとか言うわけじゃん。
Yeah, and what's
でもうちらはどんどんビル建ててそれを壊してるわけじゃん。なんかやりたいことと逆のことをどんどんみんなが、しかもこんな地球規模でやっちゃってるっていう。
Well, not only that, but we try to get away from each other.
そうそうそう、right. そうだね。不思議な生き物だよね、人間っていうのは。
We build walls. Like, walls didn't really exist before. We build walls because we don't want other people to bother us. You know, so there's, think about how many walls we've built.
Yeah.
Like even one room has at least 4 walls.
Yeah.
And then you have a ceiling which keeps the person above you from bothering you.
そう、なんかいつもビーチとか行って混んでると不思議な気持ちになるの。わ、みんなビーチ好きなんだみたいな。なんか人間ってみんなビーチとか好きなのに、なんでビルの中に毎日いることを選択してんだったっけみたいな。
There's people right next to us. There's people right next to us right now.
Yeah.
In this building. It's like right over there, on the other side of that wall.
Yeah.
Right above us, right below us. Yeah. We're just surrounded by these
concrete walls.
Yeah.
It's pretty weird. We're pretty weird. だからやっぱりさ、でもそれをやっぱいきなりやめるのは無理だから、ちょっと一個でも、自分のさ、こうリストの中で一個でも、あ、これやりたくないのに毎日やっちゃってるなっていうのをさ、みんなが減らしていけばもうちょっとハッピーになるんじゃない？
One thing I was thinking about is that we're super picky. We're so picky about who we interact with that we have things like Twitter and we have things like Facebook, and we would rather like look at pictures and tweets from someone that we don't know, like some weird celebrity, and ignore the people around us.
確かにね。
Even you'll be sitting down talking to someone sitting right across from you, and they'll be on their phone like texting someone that's like super far away.
Yeah, 確かに。ゲームしてたりとかね。
Yeah, I've hung out with friends that were just like playing video games like right in front of me. Like we're sitting down having a beer and they're on their phone like playing a video
game. LINE pop やってる。
I'm like, dude, are we hanging out? Like, what's going on?
そうだよね。
Cause I, you know,
なんかおかしなことになっちゃってるね。
What the fuck?
Yeah.そうだね。I don't know. Let's just. I wish we can just do whatever we want to do. Just like all the other animals.
Well, we do though. And the thing is, what we want to do is corrupted by all these weird things around us. And I think figuring that out is figuring out how to be happy and satisfied with yourself in this life. Because if you do what other people tell you to do, you're not going to be happy. Because what you're going to do is you're going to slave your ass off in school, then you're going to get some shitty job as some sarariman working like 12 hours a day and getting no sleep, and you're going to be just working for other people.
Yeah.
You're making money for other people.
Yeah.
You're making more money for them than you are for yourself.
電車に乗ってすごい混んでるとみんな unhappy じゃん。みんな unhappy だけどやっぱ行くわけじゃん会社には。マミもすっごい何時間とか夜中まで仕事してた時あったんだけどオフィスでね普通に。その時よくこれねすごい仕事してる人にはめっちゃいつも共感してもらえるんだけど あまりに仕事してると朝会社行く時に電車乗るじゃん。で全然関係ない駅で降りちゃおうかなって思う時があるの。今ここで降りて逆の電車とかに乗ったらどうなるかなとか、ここで会社行くのやめてなんか全然知らない駅とかで降りたらどうなるかなとか。
You just have like this, fuck
this
it.
妄想。
Like fuck it, 妄想。
Yeah, but a lot of people have the same thing. I've said this to a lot of people who work really hard or too much, and then they always agree with me. Like, oh, 私もその経験あるみたいな。多分ね、すごい仕事してる人よくあるの。
Is that the same thing as like,
なんかね、
like jumping in front of the train? Like you're like you're about to go to work and you're just like fuck it.
そうなんかそこまでは行ってないけど、でもなんかどうなるんだろうみたいな、なんかここで降りちゃったらどうなるかなみたいな、毎日考えるのそれを電車で。だけど行くわけよ会社には。なんかそんなに嫌なのに。
It's so scary to not go.
そうそうそう。そうそうそう。
It's like, oh, if I don't go, like all these terrible, terrible things are gonna happen.
そうなの。
And I'm gonna have to explain so many things.
だからなんかオフィスに行ってすごいストレスになることよりも行かないことの方が怖くなっちゃうの。でもそれ嘘なんだけど本当は多分。そう思い込んでるだけなんだけど。
I've had to wake up super early for work. I've had to wake up at like 4:30 in the morning, or like 4 in the morning. And I get really nervous like the night before. Like, oh no, what if I can't wake up in time? So I'm setting like 15 alarms, like so many alarms.
That's what people do.
Yeah. And then if you wake up late, you're just like, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. Like you're just like freaking out.
You don't wake up late. そういう時じゃない?
I do.
嘘?
I do.
Mami, 超早く起きる。もう無理すぎて。
At one point, I could get ready and leave. I could, like, when my alarm goes off late, like one of my late alarms, and I wake up, I'm like dressed and have my stuff and am leaving my apartment within 2 minutes.
Wow.
Like,
これね、つまり。
It's so 早い。
これマイケルを知ってる人だったらよりびっくりな情報なんだけど、今の。マイケルが急いでるとこ見たことない。
No, I would get ready super fast.
なんかマイケルが早く動いてるところ一回も見たことないもん。いつもゆっくりだもんね。
I'm chilling. I'm chilling.
Yeah, you're chilling. Okay. 次。
Researchers believe that actions to reduce greenhouse gas emissions would also significantly reduce co-emitted air pollutants and have the co-benefit of avoiding 500,000 premature pollution-related deaths by 2030. And this was in a study published by a team of 10 researchers from a bunch of different universities in the Nature Climate Change publication.
温室ガスを減らすことによって2030年までに最低でも50万人の命が救えるということを、いろんな大学の研究チームが集まって、Nature Climate Change という、学会誌に発表しました。50万人すごいね。
And there was also another study published by MIT that has determined that air pollution causes 200,000 deaths in the United States per year. Air pollution alone. And they found that the cause of this air pollution was mostly road transportation and power generation. I'm sure it's probably very similar in Japan. Actually, the air pollution in Japan, at least in Tokyo, is far worse than most of the United States.
Why is that?
It's more crowded.
Ah, そういうこと?
It's more crowded and Japan makes a lot of power from coal, especially right now. So, the air used to be really bad here. When I was a kid, I couldn't go to Shibuya. I went to Shibuya and I was like, oh my god, the air is terrible and I would feel sick. It's better now. I don't know if it's better or... They would have like pollution warnings. Like, don't go outside.
ね、あのスモッグ、高化学スモッグってやつ。あれ、小学校の時すごいあったんだけど、高化学スモッグ警報みたいな。I never really knew what it was.
People,
it's like, don't go outside.
Look at China and like, oh, you know, that's so terrible.
でもあれはね、でも China は it's on a different level. 写真やばいじゃん。もう RPG みたいになってるよ。
Japan used to be pretty bad though.
Incomparable to China though.
Maybe not, you know, not Beijing today. But it was still pretty bad. And still killing hundreds of thousands of people. People die from this all the time. I mean, the odds of it killing you are really small. But when you're dealing with these things that cause mutations in your DNA, that can cause cancer and that can kill you.
Yeah, さっきマイケルが言ったその MIT の発表、空気汚染で1年間に20万人死亡しているっていう。
Yeah, and that's
1年間に。
That's dead. You know, the number of people that get lung diseases and birth defects and Down syndrome and these other things from this air pollution, it's astronomical. And there's a movement in the States right now where they're saying that the government, or specifically Obama, is conducting this war on coal, and that, you know, all these people in the coal industry are losing jobs, and I'm thinking like, fuck it, good.
Yeah.
Good. Because we shouldn't be using that shit.
まあ、そこはしょうがないよね。
We shouldn't be using that shit.
Yeah. まあ、なんかその雇用がなくなっちゃうのも大変な問題なのかもしれないけど、人が死んでるからね。
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
でも確かにあんまりみんなその話しないね。なんか、マミが小学生ぐらいの時の方がその空気汚染の話してた気がする。最近あんまりそのなんか排気ガスで、まあその個人レベルでね。個人レベルでどういう被害があるっていうのってあんまりみんな考えてないもんね。というかマミは全然考えてなかった。そう、普通に暮らしてる中でどれぐらい被害があるっていう。
I can't really remember, but there were some big cases in the past. People complained about the pollution from like military bases, and airports.
Ah, right, right.
And highways. Because those highways weren't always there. So they built these highways, and then the people living near the highways, their children would get emphysema and other lung diseases. And that's real. If you have kids, you probably shouldn't be living near a busy road.
そうだね。というか、うちのマンションも思いっきりさ、あの、高速道路の近くにあるからさ。It's kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, you're
人事ではない。
Yeah, you're not in a good place, but you're close to the ocean, so I think that helps.
なんで?
Because the water retains heat energy, and that causes the air to rise above the ocean.
Okay.
And then that's why it's windy at the beach. So that kind of helps move the
pollution. そういうこと、移動するから。
Yeah, I don't know. That's just
でもその移動したのはどこ行くの? どこ行くの、それ。
Over the ocean.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah. That sucks too.
Yeah. Or whichever way.
どっちにしろ. Okay.
But we have solutions for this. We can produce power with wind. We can produce power with solar. We have cars like the Nissan Leaf.
電気自動車ね。
The Nissan Leaf can... A full charge will take that thing like 120 kilometers or something. That's pretty far.
Yeah.
That means that you can charge the Nissan Leaf and drive to Shizuoka from Tokyo without even stopping.
しかも電気の方が安いしね。
And so, yeah, it costs 300 yen.
Wow.
Right? It costs 300 yen in electricity. I was thinking about this because I just went to Shizuoka over the weekend. And
ガソリンだといくらぐらいかかるの?その距離行くのに。
For the same distance, I was in a Honda Odyssey, and I think it was maybe 7,000 or 8,000 yen.
8,000 yen versus 300 yen.
Yeah, It's wow. totally different, right? Mm. And they have the charging stations on the highway.
Mm.
And you can charge it to 80%. I sound like a salesperson right now. Buy a Nissan Leaf. No, seriously though. Seriously though.
Mademo, it's yeah, obvious. It's obvious no. which is better.
The Nissan Leaf is cheap.
Mm.
It's cheap. Like, yasui. Mm. It's like, I don't know. Like, 200... It's like To charge it completely on a normal power outlet at your house
yeah.
takes like 8 hours or something.
Yeah,
yeah, you are. But that's one reason. People don't like that.
Okay.
Because if you drive somewhere far away, then you have to charge it before you can drive again. But it'll charge to 80% in 30 minutes.
Oh, もうそれでいいじゃん.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's just finding a charging station can be... tricky, I guess. Like okay. in Tokyo, there's a lot of charging stations, and you can okay. actually charge for free at a lot of places. At any of the Nissan dealerships, you can charge for free.
Ah, okay.
I don't know. I don't know why people don't buy it.
ね、なんでだろうね。
If I
不思議なんだけど。
If I buy a car, I'll probably buy それ。
Just because. なんかその買い替えなんか今も車持ってる人でガソリンの車をもともと持ってる人は、mm. まあいいじゃん。でもそこ今から買う人で電気じゃないやつを買う人のそのな理由が I was genuinely just curious.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a huge car nerd. But I can't see any reason. I mean, the Leaf isn't ultra fast. Right.
Okay.
It's not super high eye, and it's kind of dasai looking. It looks like sakana.
でもさ、だってガソリン8000円で300円でしょ?
Yeah.
I would definitely go for 電気自動車.
I think
if I were to buy one.
It'll happen. It just takes time.
Mm. Okay. Mm. That's a good thing.
But yeah, I'm just worried about the pollution aspect, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, if you think about it, it's not the technology that's 遅い. It's 人. Mm.
そうね、
it's people's decisions. Because we right now, we could go all solar and all wind and, you know, I don't know, tidal and hydro. And those are all clean energy sources.
でもそれもさ、さっき話してたポイントに戻るけどさ、じゃない?その何が人類にとっていいか分かってるのにそれじゃない方を選ぶわけじゃん government とかもそうだけど and that's for money or I don't know some agenda that they have you know what I mean
and well a lot of it is corruption in the government there's huge subsidies for oil
yeah but like if you look into like その個人で見るとさ、その government で働いてる人も、government って一括りにすると組織だけど、人なわけじゃん。And I'm sure they know what they're doing or what they're doing wrong, but they can't get out of it because they're.
You mean people?
They belong to this huge organization and they just can't. You know, they just have to go along.
Well, the Prius has been really successful, right?
Yeah, but
I think people are just scared.
なんかね、あの政府のね、日本の政府のあのこうよくさこれを法制度化した方がいいか良くないかみたいな時に委員会を設置するわけじゃん、クミリー。それの議事録とかって読めるのね、誰でも。その省庁のサイトに行けば。そういうのを読んでると、なんかね、やっぱ、とかその業界団体とどういうコミュニケーションをしてるかとかを見てると、やっぱなんか何が環境にいいとか何が人間にいいとかあんま関係ないんだなっていうのが見えるの。結局はどれぐらい業界団体インダストリーグループが強いか、お金どれぐらい持ってるかによって全部決まっちゃうんだよね。
Well, it really comes down to one thing for this pollution issue, and that's externalities, right? So, you can be polluting and killing people, but if you don't have to pay for it, then you don't care. It's literally just, it's money. It comes down to money. If they charged coal plants and they charged, you know, all these different industries that pollute, whether it's natural gas or whatever, if they charged them for their damage that they caused to the environment and to people, then it would be too expensive for them to do that, and then they would stop. But right now, nobody pays for pollution. The only people that pay for pollution are babies with Down syndrome and babies with birth defects and people that die from lung diseases and so forth. They're the ones that pay. We pay. You pay. I pay. Our kids will pay. The companies don't pay. And so that's why they keep doing it. And so as long as they don't charge, as long as people aren't penalized for externalities of this sort of business, it's never going to change.
まあだからこの電気自動車とかの例はさ、なんていうの、実際に消費者のその財、お金に関わってくるわけじゃん。Because you have to pay for the gas, you have to pay for the electricity. Of course, you want the cheaper solution, right? So it's a...
Well, it's supposed
to be an easy case, right?
But if they charged for the externalities, then, for example, if you bought a gasoline-powered car and you had to pay for the pollution that your car produced...
確かに。それやればいいのにね。だってさ、あの、タバコとかもさ、何、税金多くかけられてたりするわけじゃん。なんかそういう感じでさ、何? It's not a punishment, but it's like if you can
pay for the damage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. なんかこのオプションをあげますけど、買ってもいいけど、買うと余計これくらいお金かかりますよっていう風にすればいいのにね。なんか今政府が助成金はやってるじゃん。その電気自動車にしたらさ、あのエコカー補助金みたいな。それプラスそのエコカーじゃないのを買う人にもっと課税するとかすればいいのにね。
So they absolutely should, because this it costs everyone else a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it's not fair.
Yeah. True.
Next, we're going to talk about a man's penis. His name is Gentle. I don't know how to say his first name. Sorry, Gentle. Gentle Ramirez, a 66-year-old man. He took too much Viagra and suffered from a penis injury.Initially, it was reported that his penis had to be amputated, but that was, those were false reports. He still has it. His erection lasted several days before he went to the hospital. His penis was inflamed, fractured, and infected with gangrene.
Oh, God.
Apparently, if you take too much Viagra, it can also cause vision and hearing loss. So.
アメリカに住む66歳の、ジェンティル・ラミレスさんヘンテル・ラミレスさんが、バイアグラの飲みすぎで彼の性器が数日間立ちっぱなしになってしまったため病院に行きました。そしたら、炎症を起こしていて折れていて、さらに一部が壊死していたっていうことで、まあ、あの一部の報道ではあのその完全に取り除かなその性器を取り除いたってなってるんだけど、それは嘘で まだ残ってるらしいんだけど、まあ、バイアグラの飲みすぎは視覚とか聴覚を失うことにもなりかねないということなので、皆さん気をつけましょう。でもさ、この人さ、数日間立ちっぱなしになったので病院に行くって遅くない？
What do you think he was doing that whole time?
超恥ずかしくない？外歩くのその数日間。
I guess he's retired because he's 66.
家にいたってこと？
Yeah.
でもさ、まあ、1日目はいいよ。
He probably just locked himself in the bathroom and he was just like, shit, what am I gonna do?
ちょっとなんか違うもの考えようみたいな、こうなんか全然セクシーじゃないものを考えたりとかしただろうね。でも頑張って
関係ないよね。 If you're on that kind of
medication、薬だからね。だ、数日間ってさ遅いよね。もう2日目ぐらいで行けばいいのに。しかも壊死してるって相当だよ。
No, not 2日目. You need to go to the doctor after like 6 hours, I think.
No, but I mean like 普通に考えて if you didn't know anything.
No, 普通に考えて you should go after like 6 hours.
But isn't it kind of, doesn't it happen with Viagra? That it stays hard for
I've never taken Viagra.
I,
I don't know.
よかった。この年で飲んでたらやばいよ。エジしてるってすごく、だって見たらわかるじゃん。
It's a common problem though. Erectile dysfunction is a common problem even for young guys.
I'm sure.
But you're sure? What do you mean you're sure?
I'm sure it is a common.
そんな経験が。
No, I mean like I hear it all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
From like your
friends. Yeah. Friends, parents.
So I did some research and erectile dysfunction is 85% more common in smokers than non-smokers.
Mm.
So if you're smoking cigarettes,
85% ってすごいね。
It's, yeah, that's huge.
じゃあもう立たなくなっちゃったな最近と思ってる人はもう絶対に禁煙した方がいいよね。
Yeah,
というかまあもともと禁煙した方がいいんだろうけど 85% ってことは。
Oh yeah, well, I mean, it'll kill you too. That's also bad.
Yeah.
But what's almost as bad is erectile dysfunction. And yeah. 85% more common, like that's crazy.
85% は相当すごい。
Another common cause of erectile dysfunction is cycling.
Ah, それ聞いたことある。自転車は良くないっていうね。
Yeah.
男性は。
Yeah, you have to be sitting properly.
あと不妊になるっていうよね。その balls が潰されてるというか、マミについてないからどういう状態か分かんないけど、そのあんまり良くない。圧迫されて、
yeah.
良くない。あとあれも良くない、あのパソコンを膝に置く。置いて何時間も作業する人いるじゃん。
I think that has to do with sperm count. 暑いから。
あ、そうそうそうそう。
Yeah, but そうそう not erectile dysfunction. That's different.
Okay.
I think your boners are fine even if you're using your computer that way. But if you sit on a bicycle improperly, which most people do actually.
でもどういうこと？何がじゃあ良くて何が悪いの？どの座り方が悪いの？
So, you want to make sure that your bike is fitted to you properly. And that your seat is at an angle where you're on your sit bones. You have like your sit. You know what your sit bones are? Like
no.
When you're sitting down, your not your hip, but on the where your ass is. You have these two bones.
Ah, 座骨?
座骨かな?
Like your butt bones?
Yeah, your butt bones.
はいはい.
You should be sitting on your butt bones. Mm. But it's more comfortable to sit. A little bit more forward and not on your bones so much.
ああ、じゃあ前のめりになっちゃダメってこと。
Yeah.
ちょっと後ろに。
ああ。Yeah.
だから要は balls が圧迫されないように座らないといけないってことでしょ、男性は。
The thing is,
自転車乗るとき。
When you're riding a bicycle like that, you won't really notice until it's too late. What happens is it cuts the blood flow off.
But isn't it uncomfortable? 全然気づかないの。
No, you don't notice because you know when you're sitting down and your legs go numb?
Yeah.
It's like that. Like you don't really notice until you stand up, and when you stand up you're like, oh shit.
そういうこと?
Right?
I thought balls were more sensitive.
No, だから it goes numb, so you don't know. Right?
I guess.
Yeah.
Huh. 怖いね。
And it's not really your balls that are the
じゃあさ、自転車に毎日乗ってタバコ吸ってる人とかもう最悪じゃん。
Oh, you're done. Yeah.
もう今すぐやめて今すぐやめて危ない危ないやばいね、そうでも ED って日本でも言うんだけど
Really?
うん
ED?
そう ED はすごい問題だよね、
そうタバコ and 自転車の座り方 are like the main Yeah, they seem like they're the main contributors、
wow.
Well, and age, of course、Getting old doesn't help、
だからそうだよね。でだってほらこういつも話してるけどセックスレスとかさ、それで離婚になるとか、それが
destroy your life.
marriage. Yeah, でもこれによってタバコをやめたり自転車にちゃんと座ることによってそれが防げるかもしれないわけじゃん。
Yeah, that's total like 復活。
Yeah, it's such a bummer though, right? だから自転車の変な風に座ってタバコ吸ってるだけで人生が台無しになるってもったいないよね。
Yeah, and people don't really talk about it either. People don't really talk about how smoking cigarettes is going to kill your boner.
Well, people here never talk about anything about sex anyways. It's just us.
じゃない?
うちらぐらいじゃない?
I feel like I'm always talking about it, so.
Yeah, I feel like I'm always talking about it too, but... じゃあみんな気をつけて。じゃあタバコね吸わない方がいいよ本当に。いいことないよ。
It's weird. In the States, it seems like almost everyone has quit already. Like whenever I go back to the U.S., I'm like, whoa, no one smokes anymore.
というか吸える場所がないからね、like, アメリカも
yeah,
もはや。レストランもダメ、クラブもダメ、バーもダメ。
Yeah, it changed really fast.
外もダメだし。そうだね、早かったね、確かに。
Japan is super late with that.
ヨーロッパの方がやばいよ、でも。
Really?
みんな吸ってるもん。女の子もずっと吸ってるし、フランスとかもみんなスパスパスパスパス吸ってる。
スパスパス。
スパスパ。
スパスパス。パ。
のスパスパ。
スパスパ。
よくない。髪の毛に匂いもつくしね。帰ってから臭いじゃん。そしたらもうファブリーズも使わなくていいよ。わお。節約。Alright。
以上かな。
以上。で、T シャツ、 T シャツなんだけど、あの本当にたくさんのオーダーありがとうございました。で一応あのデッドラインの前にあのメールくれてた人たちにはみんなにあの振り込みのご案内を送ったと思うんだけど、私まだ来てないっていう人がもしいたらあの連絡ください。で、滑り込みでちょっとギリギリちょっと遅れたけど送ってくれた人たちがいて、それはまだ返してないんだけどこれから返します。で振り込みはできれば最低でも9月、ま、えなんていうの9月中そう9月中にしていただけると大変助かります。 Yes というわけで、で、
That's it, right?
いやで T シャツできるのはあのメールにも書いたんだけど10月の半ばぐらいなので、そこから順次送っていきます。であのこれもちょっとあの外注とかしてないから、マミとマイケルがあの手作業であの封筒というかパックに T シャツを入れて住所のシールを貼り、あの投函しに行くっていう作業があるので、ちょっと時間かかるかもしれないけど、あの皆さんすみませんが、
マミ has spent a lot of time on this.
そう
FYI
本当だよ、もう超毎日やった、超毎日やったよ。もうだってさ、これぐらいの注文来るかなと思った数と全然違ったもんね。
Yeah, you were way off.
Yeah. みんなでも優しくてびっくりした。もうすっごい長いメール書いてくれる人とかいっぱいいて、なんか一人で夜中にちまちま作業してて、ちょっとたまに泣きそうになったもん。わ、みんな優しすぎると思って。すごい嬉しかった。ありがとうございます。あの、今回ちょっとメールし損なっちゃったとか忘れちゃった人も、また多分やるよね。また作るよね。違うの。はい、というわけで、また、今週、
Yeah, we're gonna do it this week.
Yeah, いつか、今週のいつかやります、もう一回。
Yep.
Okay, 終わり。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.